Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is prepositions. Here's a typical listener question.
Hi, I wanted to know if you could do a podcast on not ending with prepositions.
Just as Harry Potter was unfairly labeled undesirable number one in the latest J.K. Rowling book, ending a sentence with a preposition is often unfairly labeled undesirable grammar construction number one by people who were taught that prepositions have a proper place in the world and it is not at the end of a sentence. I'm going to start calling this grammar myth number one, because nearly all grammarians agree that it's fine to end sentences with prepositions, at least in some cases. So, before I lose you, let's back up. What is a preposition? A preposition is a word that creates a relationship between other words. It's been said that prepositions often deal with space and time, which always makes me think of Star Trek. For example, the prepositions above, by, and over all say something about a position in space. The prepositions before, after, and since all say something about time. Here's an example of a sentence that can end with a preposition. What did you step on? A key point, you might say a quick and dirty tip, is that the sentence doesn't work if you leave off the preposition. You can't say, what did you step? You need to say, what did you step on, to make a grammatical sentence. I can hear some of you gnashing your teeth right now while you think, what about saying, on what did you step? But really, have you ever heard anyone talk that way? I've read long, contorted arguments from noted grammarians about why it's okay to end sentences with prepositions when the preposition isn't extraneous, but the driving point still seems to be nobody in their right mind talks this way. Yes, you could say, on what did you step, but not even grammarians think you should. But you can't always end sentences with prepositions. When you could leave off the preposition and it wouldn't change the meaning, you should leave it off. Really, I can't believe anyone would make such a silly mistake.
Hi, Grammar Girl. This is Brian and Allie from Iowa City, Iowa. And we were just wondering, in your last episode, you said, that's where it's at. Is that correct? We thought you couldn't end sentences with prepositions.
That voicemail message is at least 4 months old. I'm going to pretend I'm testifying before Congress and say that I have no recollection of saying such a thing. But if I did say that's where it's at, I'm so sorry. Oh, the horror, because that is one of the instances where it's not okay to end a sentence with a preposition. I need to do some kind of grammar penance, such as memorizing all the academic grammar words that start with I, imperative clause, indefinite article, idiot. The problem is that the sentence, that's where it's at, doesn't need the preposition. If you open the contraction, IT apostrophe S, and say, that's where it is, it means the same thing as that's where it's at. So the at is unnecessary. The problem with unnecessary prepositions doesn't just happen at the end of sentences. People often throw extraneous prepositions into the middle of sentences, and they really shouldn't. Instead of saying Squiggly jumped off of the dock, it's better to say Squiggly jumped off the dock. You see, you don't need to say off of the dock. Off the dock says the same thing without the preposition. A listener wrote in saying that he often hears people say outside of, when outside by itself would do just fine. And he's right. You should say, he's outside the door, not he's outside of the door. To get back to the main point, the bottom line is that it's okay to end a sentence with a preposition, as long as the preposition is needed. One caveat is that many people think it's wrong, so I wouldn't advise ending sentences with prepositions in critical situations. For example, you shouldn't do it in a cover letter for a job you really want. I always say it's better to be employed than right. But once you're hired, end away and do your part to dispel grammar myth number one. That's all. Thank you to everyone who nominated Grammar Girl for People's Choice and Best Education Podcast in the Podcast Awards. I'm honored and especially surprised to be in two categories. It's the finals now, so if you want me to win, please visit podcastawards.com and vote. You can vote once a day through August 11th. It's also a great site to discover new podcasts, since all the nominees are listed on one page. Podcastawards.com. Money Girl's nominated for Best Business Podcast, and I'm sure she'd appreciate your vote, too. This week, her podcast is about an underreported change in credit card rules that will affect thousands of people's credit scores. If you visit quickanddirtytips.com, you can find all my contact information and read the entire transcript of this podcast. Thanks for listening.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址 www.tingroom.com.